probably China.
Live from the treehouse.
Yes.
Fake news.
Marion County Knockout.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Probably China.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
I am for sure.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
What the heck?
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
What you have?
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Marion County Knockout Boys Podcast.
Number one, Tricky. Didn't like Donald Trump.
Go all night.
The song keeps going.
It's long.
Give me a break. Maybe the intelligence agencies.
There it is.
How's everybody doing?
Yeah. Give me a break.
We're back for another one.
Good to have Jimmy back.
Episode 19.
We got James Kasalik in the house. That's your formal name. I just keep saying that when I don't say dad.
Yeah,
but it's
me.
My dad.
Hello.
I'm back. Jimmy back running the board.
Jimmy.
Piece of shit.
Two Jimmys told me shit.
He tested negative.
What? I think it was a false negative or false positive.
He's a piece of shit.
Was the 4 days up or was it 14? I don't know.
Jimmy can't count for one, so I don't know.
It's all good.
He's behind the glass, once again, mixing it up.
We were just talking about In-N-Out, right?
Yep.
In-N-Out.
Yep. Never been there.
That's crazy.
Not in Oregon. Not to the Oregon one.
And any of them in Oregon, huh?
No.
No Medford, no Grants Pass?
Oh, yeah.
No. Hell no.
Yeah, that Salem one's hard to get into. They're all hard to get into, though.
It'll get better when Tualatin comes in.
It won't. They're going to stay busy for... No. Four isn't enough for one state, evidently.
No, you need to saturate the market.
They stay busy all the time.
They get more.
Like McDonald's. There's McDonald's everywhere.
They sure held out a long time in Oregon, though.
They did.
They did.
It's all about expansion. It's all about distribution, man.
So we do smash burgers at home quite a bit. Where I have that big, we have that big griddle. Then I smash it down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
and fry them up like thin patty.
You ever do smashed potatoes?
No.
Oh, yeah. Smash a gold potato, bake it, smash it, and then put butter and cream.
Yeah, a bunch of cheese. Butter and
crisp
oil.
Crisp it up on the outside.
And crisp it.
I've never done that before. Oh, yeah. It's a good idea.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. On the Comfort griddle, food. That smash iron thing that we used to have one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we get the like cast iron one.
Yep, a big old heavy thing.
Yeah, it's like 4 pounds, 5 pounds. You just smash it on there.
You put it on your bake and it makes it flat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I do buns with it too.
Hot iron.
Flat iron. Yeah, we have a big flat iron. It's the way to do it. Cook bacon, it's so nice to cook bacon on there. And or like a sunny side up egg. It's like a restaurant kind of, you know, it's like right there and you just cook all your stuff.
It just concentrates the heat on the grill.
It gets hot, you know, 500 degrees. You can cook stuff quick.
You using your copper pan or your steel pan?
My Lodge.
Yeah, you use that every day?
I use it all the time. Do you keep it seasoned?
I leave it right on the counter, on the stove.
You just wipe it out with the towel?
I wipe it out. I wash it out with soap.
I don't.
Put oil in it. I season it.
Water never touches it. I just wipe it up.
Carbon steel, you can.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then you just put a little oil on it, and it goes right back.
It's yeah. So nice. Oh, yeah. You oil it, and it's like brand new.
So nice.
Yeah, keep a little like season in there, though.
Nice cast iron pan.
This is for Lodge.
It's all I love cooking off those things, making fried chicken out of a cast iron pan or chicken and dumplings. We do a lot in there.
You got gas?
Always,
gas range?
Every day.
So gas,
no.
Or gas cooktop?
We're all electric.
Oh.
And you have gas, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird because the one street behind us, which is a loop, they all have gas. But we don't have gas.
Whenever we go camping in our RV, we're always like, it'd be so nice to have gas at home.
You know what you should do is get an induction stove.
Those are cool with the copper pan.
With the
or the lodge. The
carbon steel pan on that. The steel pan on that. Oh my god!
For a range.
It's faster and better than gas.
You can touch it and it doesn't burn you. Yeah. It's not hot. Really? It's just electricity.
Oh, really? I've never heard of that.
It's instant. It's amazing.
So you have to have a conductor on it.
Probably expensive.
No, they're not that bad. I mean, if you're going to buy a new one.
No, I wasn't looking.
I would highly recommend
it. Our oven's fine. It's a glass top, electric, but it heats pans quick. You crank those bitches on.
Woo!
Okay. There's one that's for true. Electric. That's one rec- one electric.
Yeah, I wish we had gas or propane. I always thought about doing the propane route.
Those
but
induction ones are really amazing.
The inductions are cool. We have one.
It's
we
faster
have a,
than gas.
Yeah.
That little one for camping.
Yeah.
You know, it's a portable one that you plug in.
Just like an instant.
It's cool.
Oil,
and then we have a
much.
Copper pan.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, man, you can touch that. You can touch that burner top. Doesn't burn you.
It's oh, crazy. No.
And it heats real quick.
Yeah, it's a good heat. Well, and the Dutch oven sits on top of it.
Yeah.
Cast iron will induct too.
And
metal. So you
oh,
can
no
you can do like you can do like a roast in there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's pretty neat.
Cooking. How does it not electrocute you then?
It is electric.
I know, that's what I'm
saying. It's electromagnetic.
Like when you touch it.
It's weird.
It's probably not good for the body, right?
Oh, that's better.
Nobody actually knows exactly why
less
it
oil.
Works. It just does.
No oil. It's just electricity.
How does the posi track on a 1957 Plymouth work? It just does.
Why is it? Why is the sky blue? Why is the water wet?
Bears. Yeah.
Yeah. Well. So, let's talk a little bit about history, boys. What was the first president you remembered?
Kennedy. John F. Kennedy.
Do you remember him? Do you remember? You remember the day he got assassinated?
Uh-huh.
How old were you?
Oh, six.
Yeah, you'd remember that.
Five. I was five.
That's probably a big deal.
It was a big deal. And then the moon landing.
Oh, yeah, huge deal.
That
was
really big.
Have
Vietnam.
You? Yeah. Have you seen that? They just started on Disney Plus the new documentary, or it's like a series. It's called The Grateful Eight or something like that. But it's about like the start of the NASA program.
Oh yeah.
But Disney's is doing it. It's really good.
Huh. So when we landed on the moon and the USS Hornet came and picked them up, my brother-in-law, Steve, was on the boat. He was in the service, and he was one of the dudes right by the capsule.
No shit.
He was on national TV. So
no
that
shit.
Was really big for me.
I didn't know that. That's
oh,
cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Fun fact.
All right. Steve's coming on.
yeah
he's got to.
We got to get Steve.
I don't even know the guy.
Shout out to Steve. Uncle Steve's the best.
Yo, bro. Don't even know him. Never met him.
Well,
but it sounds like a cool dude.
It's about damn
Let's
time.
Get him on next time.
History. You're talking history. I just brought up some history.
All right.
I love all that moon shit. So the moon's, we talked about this on a previous podcast. The moon's 280,000 miles away.
Yeah, I think so. Somewhere in there.
Somewhere around there.
I have it wrote down in my notes.
We were talking about like vision and, you know, how you can see far and what mountaintops you can see the farthest from on Earth. But bottom line is you can always see the moon and you can see planets.
Not always.
And you can, well, not always.
Depends on the weather.
But really our vision sight, when you're looking at the moon, that's a long ways away.
24,901
miles. I was close.
Yeah.
I was couple hundred thousand off.
It's not that big.
That's not that big of a deal.
24,000 miles?
Yeah.
I thought it was farther than that.
Nope. 24,901 miles.
That's like just a few times around the Earth.
That is, one circumference around the Earth.
Or two. Isn't it like 8,000 miles around the Earth?
Talked about this too.
Around the Earth? No, that's the Earth's circumference.
Is. 24,000?
Yeah.
Oh,
the moon's farther than that.
We were just talking about how far the moon away was.
That's what, I thought we were talking about.
Oh.
24,000? Or?
For how far the moon is?
Yeah, from the Earth.
Jesus Christ, man. 238,900.
All right. So, yeah, that was.
Now we're getting somewhere.
That was the number.
Oh, we're talking about the circumference. Weren't you talking about Australia?
So the moon or the Earth is 24,000 miles
around.
If you went on a bicycle, you'd fucking ride for 25,000
and you'd sink.
No, if you have flotation devices.
Oh, yeah, big fat tires. If you had a fat tire bike.
Pontoons, dude. You could do it with the pontoons.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I think you got everything in this shop that we could probably get around the around the world.
The pontoons.
Probably should have really good training.
Nah, just a couple of fifths of
it vodka, is pretty weird to think right. that.
And
all,
an iPhone.
You all can the make waters, it. all the oceans are connected in some way. It's pretty crazy.
That's true. A lot of water on this planet.
I wonder, do you think the salt content of like all oceans, Indian Ocean, Arctic Ocean, it's all the same?
No.
You think it's different?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Couldn't be, right?
Science.
A little bit.
It's just science.
It congregates.
Well, you know how like they used to make salt, you know, back in the pioneer days, they'd take the ocean water and boil it down for the salt.
The salt and sea.
Yeah, so it would be less salty, you think, like in the Indian Ocean or different salt?
It could be.
Well, I know they like they do have the Himalayan salt and
I
like,
think it matters that's on a the salt weather mine. Too.
Yeah.
Jimmy would be perfect to
Yeah, look that up, Jimbo.
Perfect candidate to look it up. He's eating meat. Never mind. We won't know.
Never know.
In the world,
unless
we'll never
you
know.
Email us the answer.
Well, I fell asleep again.
Damn it, Jimmy.
I miss when he wasn't here.
So another thing I was thinking about, you think your whole life you took a shower and you get out and you dry yourself off. Did you always dry yourself off in the exact same pattern?
Yes.
Always the arms. I'm so fascinated. Is it the face and the hair first?
I've actually discussed this.
Yeah, with top
people.
Down.
Top down.
Everybody has their own rhythm.
Yeah.
Or method.
Or brushing teeth. You know, just the
that
same.
That changes.
The motion you use all the time.
No, I agree. Yeah. Everybody has their own. Mm-hmm. When you brush your teeth every day.
Yeah.
I brush my teeth every day.
I do.
But there's different routes.
I actually brush it twice.
Really?
I'll go. Some days I'll go like 2 minutes, and some days I'll go
Are
like
you
7 minutes.
Are you the same way?
Same way.
Yeah.
Now we're going to get to toilet paper.
Toilet paper is always 2-ply.
Folded 3 times. That's enough. Anything else is bonus.
You ever actually like rip the toilet paper and slip a digit a little bit?
Oh.
Get a little poop on your finger?
It's the worst.
It's the worst. But it's happened to every man.
It's a bad day.
You don't need to be ashamed. But it's the worst, though.
That's the worst.
Welcome to welcome to the weirdness.
It's not that
weird.
It's every day. It's everyday science.
Life happens.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, you know, we're all creatures of habit.
But to that point, I will say that we won't.
It's really
we
good.
Don't always. I don't brush my teeth the same way.
You don't wash yourself off in the shower the same way.
I do that probably. Sometimes I hate that when I get in the shower though, and like I'll probably wash down all the way, and then I'll be like, and I'll be standing there and I'm like, did I wash myself?
So,
and then I'll do it again because I don't even remember.
Question:
you guys do that?
No.
Like Zen.
Do what? What is the first part you wash?
My head, my hair.
Your hair.
I start with my
top down.
I have the loofah.
Hair.
So I always do the loofah, get the hands going, arms, the back.
Do you just wash your hair with that too?
No. I just do shampoo.
That's all?
And then just use shampoo all over my head pretty much.
You're shampooed.
In and out, baby. 5 minutes, I'm done. I saved plenty of hot water for you girls.
Hot water's good.
It is good.
Yeah.
We have an awesome hot water heater. You have a really good hot water heater in this house, I noticed.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
That's because the bathroom's right across from the hot
is
water.
Is that what it is? It got hot instantly.
Right
I'm
there.
Like, damn.
120 right
it's
there.
Nice.
Everything else takes a while. But that's good to have one synced with hot water.
Yeah. It's better not one.
Well,
that
yeah.
much.
Yeah, it sucks.
So our pipes went out underneath our house from our kitchen sink. Been battling this since day one with this goddamn house. So it finally clogged for real. For real clogged.
They steel galvanized?
PVC.
PVC.
Yeah, so easy peasy, you know, other than just the mess. So I snaked it all day. Thought I had it pretty much. It was like, I only had a 25-foot snake. I didn't crawl in her house and cut the line and keep snaking. So I did that. Didn't come out. Nope. I didn't unplug it. I felt like I was pushing some stuff. Her dad's a plumber.
Is your drain.
Yeah, from my kitchen.
2-inch.
2-inch line. Till it hits the bathrooms and then dumps down to a 3-inch. But he went down there and he cut the line, and it was just completely backed up. And thank God he went and did that, because he was like, this would be like a $1,200, $1,500 bill if a plumbing company did this, or they just tell you you got to repipe your house type of deal.
So why did it get so bad?
It was before us, before we lived there.
They throw shit down the sink?
Yeah, it's got a garbage disposal.
So garbage disposal.
They just send everything down the line all the
time. What does Craig think about garbage disposals?
He hates them.
What is the worst thing man ever invented?
Garbage disposal?
Bingo.
Yeah, they're
you don't use yours, right?
Never.
Yeah.
I got a good one.
Yeah. I mean, ours isn't bad, but Craig was like, you just need to take that thing out.
No, man.
He's like, it'll just clog your pee trap.
I'll tell you what.
It's an easy clean out. Opposed to them, you just shoot all that water down there.
The garbage disposal is the white man's worst, laziest, stupid idea ever.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
There was a time where my wife was cleaning out the fridge
down there,
and
she put some
like chicken soup down the garbage disposal, right? And she's disposing it, and you know, she comes up to me and she's like, "Hey, I think the sink's clogged." Like, what's going on? I don't know. I was putting some leftovers, some chicken soup. I'm like, chicken went down the garbage disposal? Oh man! So I go over there and it's clogged. Kitchen sink. That's all we know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right. Well, this is where I'm gonna flush this stuff down. So I filled the sink up and then turned on the garbage disposal and flushed it down. And it was having a hard time. And then all of a sudden, it kind of went. And I'm like, I think I got it. And back in the laundry room, chicken went everywhere, right? Because there was a clog somewhere.
Yeah.
And man, that washer hookup is just an open hookup. It shot chicken everywhere in the back room. Like, it was like on the ceiling, like chicken everywhere. I'm like, this is not good. So slamming the garbage disposal was not a good idea.
Couldn't be any worse when you put the brush down the toilet.
Well, that was, I was an infant.
No, you
I was a toddler.
You were a young boy.
I was a young boy.
You were a young man.
Not a man. Yeah, there's no hair. But
so brushes don't belong in plumbing, and chicken doesn't belong in plumbing. That's what we know right now. That's our lesson of the day.
It's a good lesson.
We had to cut the line, and luckily I have a basement.
Yeah.
I know.
Cut that
jealous.
Line, and we snaked it, and we finally broke that free.
He had to go down there and cut the line, and then, like you guys did, but he was in the crawl. Really shitty crawl. It's not. It's clean. It's all visqueened off. It's clean. It's just tight everywhere with ductwork and pipes everywhere, and God bless him. He climbed down there, and he cut the line, and got it out, and he put one illegal. He put a Fernco in.
I put a Fernco in.
He's like, that's illegal fitting, but he's like, I couldn't get it back together. And
really, they are.
Yeah, it's illegal fitting underneath the house.
Put a clean out in.
No, a Fernco, the rubber ones,
with the hose clamps,
the pipe clamps
so
on them.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said too. I was like, fuck it, I don't care. But a lot of it backed up, and it was everywhere underneath the house. Like, it was like greasy water, you know, just back up. And I was like, shit.
It's that bacon grease.
He called me. He's like, I cleaned it out. I'm not getting down there. He's like, you can get down there if you want. He's like, go buy some lime from Ace. Go down there, sprinkle it all around the best you can. So my bright idea was I was going to crawl underneath there with the knife, cut all my visqueen out, and then just roll it back up in a garbage bag and then just re-visqueen it, you know?
Wow.
That was my plan, but then I got down there.
No.
There was shit everywhere, water everywhere. I was like, fuck.
Fuck that.
And then I thought, I was like, well, I'll grab the shop vac. I'll suck some of this out. And I just took like two little loads of a full chop vac. I'm like, fuck this. And I just poured lime everywhere. I was like, I didn't have any goggles, so I was like, don't make a bunch of dust because I know that shit will blind you. So I was like going down
just
there.
So it doesn't stunt your growth.
Pouring it nice and softly and
daintily.
Backed my way out of there. My battery and my flashlight went out when I was halfway.
You have a problem with flashlights.
I know. Yeah. Not anymore. I bought a really good flashlight. I was like, fuck it. I'm spending $50 for a really fucking good flashlight.
My nice flashlight's in the truck at all times, by the way.
Yeah. That will never happen to me again.
Same with your shovel.
Yeah, I'm working on that. I'm working on getting a mount for that. There's two things I've forgotten in the last few months that I could have really used. And a flashlight is one. Boy, oh boy, I wish I had a flashlight about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, shovel's always good, too.
Shovel is good.
Cool.
It's a good tool to have. Some wire, you know, fencing wire or something's good to have. A little baling wire.
I like
you
to keep
Jimmy rig something back
trash
together.
Bags and duct tape. I'm not like, that sounds weird. Shovel, trash bags, duct tape. I'm good to go.
I think I might have that.
I do.
I think so. Yeah.
All the time.
There are all kinds of shit in there. You never know.
From now on, anyways. Flashlight.
Flashlight
and
shovel.
Flashlight and knife.
Knife. Oh, knife.
Knife's a good one to have. Or knife's a multi-tool. Good one to have. And what do they say? They say put the blanket or two sleeping bags in the car, jumper cables, batteries.
I don't know about two sleeping bags, man.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, that's a little ridiculous. I was
thinking a cooler would be better.
Some dry ice and a cooler. Turn ice. This into a hunting trip.
Car bar.
Yeah, I've never once had like a panic pack like in the car where it had everything for you if you had to duck out for you had road flares and all that shit. Never done that. Water bottles.
I don't
bottles.
Think I have road flares.
Yeah.
My toolbox though in the truck, I do carry some cool
first aid kit.
I carry like a come along. I always have a come along, jumper cables obviously.
Yeah. First aid kit.
I do have a light now. Light. I need it. I realized I didn't have one a few weeks ago. Now I do. And I usually do anyways.
Some ratchet straps, like you said.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple of brewskis, just in case.
Air compressor.
That's a good
portable
good
air
one to
compressor.
Haul around. You just,
that's a good one.
You just get that built into the truck.
I'd like to. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
And he's got a great little inflator.
Yeah. Be awesome.
Little DeWalt 20 volt.
Well, I got a Vire 80 too. And
in your truck?
Yeah, I never used it.
Huh.
But it's just there.
Try it.
What? I don't want to, but it's good to have. It's
like try
a
it.
Winch. It's like a winch.
You God hates it. A coward, Jim.
It. It's good to have when you need it.
Yeah. What, by the way, what's up with that mask right there? Is that a.
Is that a Corona mask?
Yeah, it looks like a Corona mask.
It's my grinding mask.
A what?
Grinding mask.
Oh, grinding.
Know? Totally clear.
Yeah.
Full face.
I pressure washed with it.
Oh, that's
didn't
nice.
Clean it.
It looks like a Halo helmet.
Works good.
Or something.
It does look a Halo
like
helmet.
A video
I agree.
Game.
I agree.
It's my COVID mask.
You should wear that around.
You should.
To the store.
Compared to some of the shit out there, man, it would look good. I could be styling.
Yeah, I've yet to see a person like in full scuba gear, you know, just breathing scuba oxygen.
I seen a guy
walking around.
I seen a guy at the mall the other day, the Woodburn Malls. We had to go there. And so I was watching people. And this guy had a like a paint mask. The big
full HEPA.
Yeah.
The HEPA mask.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I was like, yeah, dude, styling. He's walking along talking. It's bouncing.
Yeah.
No.
I think the masks are a bunch of bullshit, but who knows?
They might
if
be.
If we're going to go with science, by the way, the masks are bullshit.
Well.
Coronavirus is not that deadly.
I don't mind.
Well, I mean, you know.
I don't want it.
I don't want it either, but it's not that dead. We would all survive easily.
Sometimes you live, sometimes you die.
Same with the flu.
They say that the mask actually,
prevents the water droplets from it
reduces
whatnot.
That.
Oh God!
So it's a simple thing. You don't like it, you don't have to do it.
I wear them, but I'm like, I'm over it.
Oh no, I don't like.
I don't think they need to be freaking America out over COVID no more. Ooh, I think we've all learned.
Have you read the news lately?
What news are you reading? Because probably not
CBS, NBC.
No, I don't read those guys.
Yeah. They're saying
I don't read CNN. I don't read Fox News.
They're
That's
following
all
the government statistics, and the numbers are going up.
Yeah,
so. The infection rates are going up.
It's because we just have more testing. We're testing way more.
Whatever, you get it. I don't really give a fuck. I don't want it.
I don't want it either.
Yeah,
I agree.
So if
I don't think, I mean, I don't think.
If
I'm
you have any like pre-existing
I'm
thing,
sure
like if you
had
a health traumatic experience in the past, that's not good for you. If you get it,
no,
right?
Pre, you know the
if you've
underlying
like,
issues, diabetes,
whatever,
overweight,
anything,
yeah, all that crap.
Anything though, that's the thing. But like apparently,
but
if you're
Trump,
healthy,
Donald
yeah.
Trump 74 and he kicked it in like 2 weeks.
True. Whatever. Well, we'll see.
Granted,
you know,
they were pumping
whatever.
That guy up with steroids, and he was like, "I'm immune now."
You know, best treatment in the world, I guess, and all that stuff. But
he was blessed by God.
You know, at the same time, though, like everybody's got a little something, you know, something to fall. Like maybe you smoke cigarettes or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like you could have underlying
sure.
COPD
sure.
and stuff that
hey, for sure.
it amplifies, and that's not good.
The whole thing about COVID. The only loser is you.
Shut up, Jim.
So you do whatever the fuck you want, and then we'll see how it all goes.
No way. I don't. I'm not that scared of it. Are you scared of it?
I'm not scared.
I live my life. I don't wear masks sometimes.
I live
sometimes.
My life. It
yeah.
doesn't affect me much. I get to go to the park. I go to the store. I'm fine. You know.
I started doing though. I did start taking vitamin D every day.
Well, I get
that
out.
Whole
it's a good one. It's
I
good
get
one.
Out in the sun every chance I get.
Well, there you go. You're out all the time.
I try.
You're just chucking discs and freaking marking pars.
Going for a walk in the park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Marking
You're very
pars.
Fortunate.
A walk in the park.
No, it's an aggressive. Mind. It's an aggressive.
Yeah.
Frisbee golf play in the park.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's energy that is exerted in that throw.
Fuck, dude, you sweat. Oh, it's horrible. I wouldn't wish
I'm a sweater, Jim.
I wouldn't wish it on anybody.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
But I'm holding it up, you know?
I want to go with you once.
I'm about a bogue.
You got discs for me because I don't have any of that.
There's
stuff.
A disc right there for you, right behind
new,
you.
Brand new one I just got.
I don't even know what a brand new one looks like. I've never even
Let's
never
go.
Played right there.
What's is that a driver?
That's
is
a
that rock.
It's a, yeah, mid-range driver.
That's a good disc.
Yeah, that's a nice one. That is like the best all-around disc.
I feel like I could throw that a long ways.
I always like that Wrath, the Wraith.
The Wraith. I've started throwing
the
Wraith.
I love the Wraiths.
You know the Wraith? on hole 4 at Sublimity, I threw the Wraith to the basket.
Is hole 4 the long one that goes past the everything?
Yeah.
I love
past
that hole.
Pits.
I'm telling you what, man.
It was the Wraith. I threw the Wraith.
I throw a Wraith. That's my driver. I always throw a Wraith.
Well, it's good. It's okay, but it hyzers. Yeah, the Cheetah.
Had a whole lot. I've been throwing a straight disc lately with power. Ever since you showed me 4-finger grip.
Yeah, 4-finger tight.
Telling you what, Andy. If you ever start, what you got to do, you grip the disc with 4 fingers. I'm telling you, man.
All right.
You grip it like you
Let
love
me
it.
Try it. Let me see
you grip
what it, feels
it like you don't want it to leave your hands.
Let me see what it feels like.
But you throw it, and it'll go.
It's amazing.
Like that?
Yeah. Tight. All 4 fingers.
And
then, tight.
Is this over top or on side?
Here. Over top.
Andy, here.
Over top.
Yeah, you Hold bet you, up. Man.
No, grip it.
That's how you hold it.
That's how you want
Like I did, right?
It took 15 years to figure that out.
So I could hit a cat from 70 yards.
Dude, you look at it and you throw. And that's all you need to do.
I don't think so, but
it's yeah, a good way to start. Believe in you.
One in a thousand, right? It's got to happen.
It doesn't matter. You know how to get better. You just pick the fucker up, throw it again.
Are you a, do you go like this, or no. Is it just a flat throw? Like a body? Do you do that?
And it involves your hips, too. Oh, yeah. You throw your hips with it. Oh, yeah. God, I wish I had a video right now.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Oh, it was picturesque.
If this was a video show, you guys would be educated right now.
Challenge accepted.
We definitely have to take a break.
Okay.
But we did it. You guys take those skills out to the field. We'll be right back.
Basic, but just like a papa said, keep your mouth shut and you'll be fine. Just another enlisted in the bowl for Uncle Sam's beating. But when you get the damn neck, hear a voice in your head saying, my life's no longer mine. Have you running with some SAD?
Song.
But that first port call in Thailand feels like a polywog turning 19.
I always love a song with a story to it.
Tons of stories.
I'm a sucker for that.
He ends up on a mattress playing Nintendo 64 at the end. It's such a story.
We've all been there.
You shall Google that. Great song. Love
New
that.
Album, Cutting Grass.
Yeah, it just came out today.
16th. Actually, Wednesday.
No, today.
Well, they say today, but actually...
The 16th is today.
You better buy it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But it got leaked.
Yeah.
It got leaked. Everything gets leaked. Oh, yeah, for sure. What's that?
What's up with that?
That's right. Yeah. Jimmy's a piece of shit. I mean, it's just bottom
line.
He's
on fire right now.
That guy.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't like him.
Me neither. Never have.
I haven't either. I don't like him.
What?
I love Jimmy.
Up. He's like a rash.
You guys are too hard on him.
You think so?
Yeah, we are.
You spend a week with him.
I just hear about it all the time.
Yeah, a year and a half. He'll get under your nails. But nevertheless, he's here. And
it is what it is.
It is what it is. Poopy shit.
Big time. Man.
So, yeah. It's
11:35.
Just about.
So. Or less. 33. Here we are. Yeah. So you want to hear the story about Hank Rasko and the Wasted Rangers?
Yes.
So when I was 18, got out of high school.
True story.
True story. True story.
All right.
Got out of high school. Four of us. Kevin, Fred,
Hank,
me,
Peter,
Chuck. Four of us, and so we rented a motorhome. The Class A with the cab over, big camper, or camper.
Mm-hmm.
Four guys, not bad. Loaded that baby up with 7 cases of beer, half gallon of whiskey, and who knows how much pot. And we headed to California to see our friend in L.A. And we were heading down the road, and they let me drive when we got down to Grants Pass, going over to Highway 1.
That's a tough shift.
All I have to say is I never had to drive after that. They said you're never driving this thing again.
You're just hauling ass.
Yeah. We didn't crash, and we kept going. We got down there and down in LA. Yeah. It was quite a ride.
Well, remember our ride to Las Vegas? Yeah. There's 5 guys in our Jeep. Remember when I did
that? Yeah, in the Cherokee.
In the Cherokee.
Good rig.
So
yeah,
we
trip.
we threw the spare tire on top, had the Thule box up there too with all our belongings and whatnot, put the seats down, put a TV back there, PlayStation 3.
Converter.
The inverter off the 12-volt cigarette lighter. And we just started driving to Las Vegas. And no plan, no nothing. And there was definitely, you know, some bottles of whatnot that were opened up right away. And, you know, we were going to do shifts. And I remember the way down, you know, everything was great. Everything was fun and games. We hit Medford. We hit the state line. We were all excited. Everything was going good. We started getting tired in, you know, Sacramento. Yeah. Then people started sleeping. And then guys had shifts coming up for driving. And I took a little nap. And I remember waking up, like, Barstow. They're like, Zach, you got this leg. And it was like 4 a.m. I'm like, okay. So I wake up. I shake it off, shake my head. I'm driving. I'm looking at cactuses. We're listening to, like, classic country music. Most everybody is sleeping. The person up in front is still awake, you know, with the driver.
We always had
passenger
awake.
You always had on-deck duty, too.
Autopilot.
Mm-hmm. You had to be there with the driver.
Co-pilot.
And cactuses started, like, turning into hallucinations of people, like, you know, you'd see an old cowboy walking across the desert, you shake your head, and it's just a cactus. Got a little weird. It's like a 21-hour drive.
I think it's a 21-hour drive.
Like 19 if you do it straight through.
If you mob it. Oh, and then we went to Havasu after that.
Oh, yeah. We got to Vegas and set up camp in a garage. And
I forget the river, right on the river. I forget what it was. The Havasu River, maybe.
Whatever goes into Havasu. Yeah. It was kind of, we stopped in Kingston on the way, too. Mm-hmm. I think we're kind of somewhere in between there and Havasu.
We got down there. So whoever was it, the guy that was driving was Hank, and the rest of the guys were the Wasted Rangers. So we get down to L.A.,
what a great band name. Yeah.
And we go to...
The Wasted Rangers.
We go to Disneyland. And
good idea.
We're in the parking lot, and so we had a little bit of cocaine, which back then
was
a popular thing.
Yeah.
So we got a little tooted up on that, and we went in to the island and went across the ferry.
Tom Sawyer's Island.
Tom Sawyer's Island, and we came back. And we left. We was like, no, we ain't doing this place. And we're done with Disneyland. It was like an in and out. And we paid like, what, $100 a ticket or something. But it was like, keep moving.
All right. You remember like 2005, maybe 2006? You guys went down to Disneyland.
Oh, the...
And I lived in Bend.
California Hotel.
Yeah, I think it was that trip because
we had all the people sleeping in the
patio. I had four roommates. I had, you know, myself, Cole, Derek, and Josh.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, guys, spring break, I'm going to fly down to Disneyland. Yeah. I'm going to go to Disneyland with my family. And they're like, oh, that sounds cool. Should go too. And I'm like, yeah, you guys should go.
Come on now.
So, you know, it was like, cool. Yeah, you're all invited. So I flew down out of Redmond. I did a lot of flights out of Redmond. Redmond's a weird airport. You just go in, and it's usually like a little shuttle bus thing. But like I caught a flight down to L.A., and I'm a nomad, man. I'm like, I get off that plane. I'm like hitching and ditching on shuttles. I'm like, yeah, I'm staying at the Hilton. And they took me to the Hilton, and then they like needed $20 or something, and I like escaped off the shuttle, you know, without paying. I'm like, I like ran off the freaking bus. Shuttled and dashed to get down there.
Shame on you.
Totally shuttled and dashed. And I met you guys at the outdoor bar in downtown Disney, and I just got shuttled and dashed, and I'm using my fake ID to get some beer and things like that. It was a party trip. And then the other guys, my other three roommates, Cole, Derek, and Josh, they all drove down because they're coming too. Like, they want to go to Disneyland on spring break. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
So they drive down, And
what was that? The Hotel California.
And we stayed at, yeah, you guys had a room at the Hotel California Lodge thing, right?
Yeah, something Lodge.
Hotel California.
Disney Lodge. I don't know.
California Adventures.
No, it's, well, it's there. Right there. It's right there.
It's in the park.
It's right in the park. You walk out of it into the park.
It's great.
So well, dude, explain that a little more.
It's on property lodging.
Yeah.
Like within
Disney Lodge.
County law?
Like on site. It's like right on
the, all right, all right.
The midway.
Take like your word within, for it. I'll take your word for
you
it.
You walk out and the Splash Mountain's right there. Or not Splash
sure.
Mountain.
Sure. I've been to Disneyland.
The Big Bear thing. The Big Bear thing.
Big Bear raft ride. Whatever.
Yeah, that's an, that's it. That's the one.
Isn't that different from Disney, though?
It's like, right across.
Yeah, it's the other part.
Yeah.
California Dreamin' or...
There's Disneyland, California Adventure.
There you go.
This place is right in California right Adventure. It's the
it's
Grand.
A park
it's the Grand
park
Californian.
Park?
Grand is, Californian is what it's called.
So it is as close as you can get to the park and sleep.
And it's a, like a 4-star hotel.
Yeah, it's nice.
Pretty
you,
nice.
You pick up the milk in the fridge. You bought it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I know what you're saying.
The shower
now.
Is
now that
very
you put
well,
it that way,
very that's, well tiled.
So the kids are like open it up, like, don't touch it.
That. So there's
touch
mom. That. There's dad.
That's $12.
There's my sister. There's a friend, and then there's my four roommates,
yeah,
my three roommates, and myself that come down,
we
pile into this room.
Hey, we got a room for two.
And when my roommates drive down. We're bringing some good stuff to party on. You know what I'm saying? There was booze delivered. A little bit of that, you know.
There
you know
was?
What I'm saying?
Oh, I didn't hear about that. What's what? What?
There's probably some smoke happening.
No way.
So, I mean, being inside the park and having these guys drive this shit down. Smoking up. Walking through downtown Disney, going into Disneyland, and it's so crowded, but... When you're in like a certain mindset, the seas parted around you, and we were walking in like, hey, I'm ready to ride some rides. Here I am, Disneyland. It was so amazing. Very amazing experience.
You guys just bolt to the back and then work your way forward throughout the day.
Ka-choo.
That's what we did. That was our tactic. Was
bolt
through everything, head to the very back of the park, and then walk your way down.
In ride Dumbo?
Everything, yeah. Toontown.
We go in. We go right to Town Hall and get the handicap pass.
So, yeah, you got to go to Town Hall.
How do I get a handicap pass?
You don't have to get one. You just say that you got one.
And they'll give it to you?
Sometimes. Yeah. It's a little different these days, but in the late 90s.
It was a pretty good deal, dude.
It was a pretty good deal.
Huh.
Front of every ride,
I guess it's
no
worth
questions
a shot.
Asked.
Yeah, worth a shot.
Yeah, and before you go down there, break an arm, get a doctor's note,
or get
they're,
a cast.
But they're
just
they don't
cast.
Hand them out. They don't hand them out like they used to.
Get a cast.
But
get a wheelchair.
They used to hand them
foot
out.
Cast. Oh boy,
we've had some good times with those passes. But these days,
I feel bad about talking about this.
I know. I've incriminated myself more than I intended to.
It's life. It's life.
But bottom line is you get into Disneyland and you go straight to Pirates of the Caribbean and ride the shit out of that ride. I love that ride.
How old was Walt Disney when he passed away? Do you know?
He wasn't old. I think he was like 63.
That's not a number.
I'm going to just guess 63. Jimmy.
No. Older
Jimmy, I want you back. You back? Are you worth anything right now?
At a bathroom
Can
break.
You look that up?
Jimmy, look it up. By the way, Jimbo, you're a big DeWalt fan guy, huh? Big DeWalt fan.
DeWalt Makita.
Jimbo, not Jimmy.
No.
By the way, we got James Kasolik. Jim the James Scoot Scoot Kasolik in the house tonight.
Putt putt.
Putt putt.
But scoot, scoot.
Are
you both trying to look this up right now? It's like a race.
Yeah. He died in 66 and was born in 1901. So he's 65.
He was 65.
Wow.
And 10 died of lung cancer.
In 10 days.
That's crazy. What about Humphrey Bogart?
Oh, fuck you.
Jesus Christ. What do you mean by that?
Did he like hot dogs?
I feel put upon.
You didn't let me finish my sentence, guy.
I feel put upon.
By the way, when was the last time you had a good chili burger? I've been craving a good chili burger lately. Like a homemade chili, too. All out.
Oh, I can do that.
Make a good chili?
Well, yeah.
I made some pretty good chili a couple weeks ago.
You know,
I'm thinking about making it. I got a couple peppers. Mm-hmm.
It's about that time of the year.
It's about that time.
Good. Some of the oldest, best chili is traced back to, I won't say it's traced back to, but there's a really good joint in, I think like East Hollywood.
You want to fact check that?
No, I'm Jimmy. Serious. I watched a documentary on it. Okay. Yeah, piece of shit. Check it if you want.
Jimmy, don't let him talk to you that way. It's rude.
Don't do that.
Why the fuck you wake him up? Guy's got to sleep.
No, but so there's this joint that's been making chili. Chili is originated as like it's always a ground beef originated meal.
Not a steak or a cube steak.
Or just beans. It's not about the beans. It's about the ground beef.
It is. You have to use ground
beef. It's a ground beef soup pretty much.
So the chili I made is I only put one little can of beans in it. It was like more of a meat chili.
Absolutely.
It was like what they say, like a condiment chili, where you put it on burgers and hot dogs and stuff like that. But it was good. I enjoyed it.
No, a lot of chili these days is branded as a bean dish.
It's not.
It's not.
It's a meat dish.
I mean, there's like non-meat chilies out there.
Yeah, you're getting me fired up right now.
That's fake news.
It's fake news. Don't you dare take that away, that chili away from me.
I don't like it one bit.
Bean. I got a little bit here from What's Cooking America.
From history of chili. All right.
It says, D. Goyler said that chili should be called chile a la Mexicano because the chili term is generic in Mexico and simply means a hot pepper. He believed the chili con carne began as the Penican of the Southwest.
So yeah, that makes sense now.
Take that and you put it on your burger.
It makes sense now.
What?
I'm just saying. The Hispanic culture has made up a lot of great dishes.
Now, according to Valdez.
Maybe better than Italians.
According to Valdez, the original chili was made of meat of horses or deer, chili peppers, and cornmeal from ears of stocks that grew only to the knee.
Oh, that's the secret, huh?
I don't know about that.
I call bullshit on that,
Well, what he's saying, though, is that it really came from a meat background, not the corn. And not the bean.
Definitely not the bean.
It's not the bean.
It's the meat.
It's the meat. That's what this says.
I believe that.
That's from National Geographic.
Agree to agree.
That's credible.
I think we've all agreed.
It's credible.
More credible.
Yeah. Look at us, guys. We came to agreement that easy.
Well.
We just had to do a little fact checking.
It's chili, you know? It's a little bit of meat.
It's a good dish.
It's good shit.
Make some cornbread with it.
Makes the pooper poop.
Amongst other things.
Just saying.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean,
legumes are good.
What's that?
Legumes or beans.
Look at you.
I didn't know that.
Huh?
Never heard that.
Oh, yeah.
A lagoon is a bean?
Yeah.
You can't buy that at Safeway.
No, it's another term for bean. Yeah, you can buy beans at Safeway.
You know,
just not a lagoon?
Did you see the flash? Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that too.
My light went out. God damn it.
Is it out?
No. Well, no, it's going out. Kind of. It's going.
It's Jack.
Well, your mom taught me about the origin of tacos.
Aye.
And risotto.
Oh, no. Guy Fieri talked to me about the origin of...
Because I didn't know if it was a rice. Remember we talked about that?
Yeah. Well, so I went to a filming that... it was for a Guy Fieri show. For, like... It was called Tailgate Warriors, right?
Yeah, Seattle.
So it's Seattle versus Green Bay.
I know.
It was a preseason game. And Guy Fieri was filming a show. We went there. We stood in line. We got in. We, like, got our tailgate spot. I'm doing quote marks. It was just like a spot out in this. I mean, yeah, it was a tailgate spot. So we set up a charcoal barbecue. We, it's myself, my mother, and my mother's cousin, my cousin. I feel like his name, you know, Jason from Seattle.
Which is like your second cousin.
He's my second cousin. So yeah, my second cousin, right? And right. We start grilling ribs,
right?
And we start making some stuff, and we start having a good time. And they're doing the filming over here, and it's cool, and because he knows somebody who's, like, on this team that's in a competition. But then they do this, like, tailgate area shot for the show. And they have a scissor lift with the camera, and it comes down, and Guy Fieri's walking through the area, and we're doing, like, seven takes or whatnot. And Guy Fieri's walking through, and we're like, hey, Guy, these ribs are done right now. Got to get these. And he's like, yeah, well, we got, like, you know, we got some takes to do. And we're like, well, you might want to get the camera over here to eat these ribs because they're going to be good. And they're good right now. You need to eat them. So actually, he came by and it was a little beyond the point. We pulled the ribs off. They're getting cold. Have a rib, whatever. He ate it. We also made some couscous. Gave him a plate. I got a picture of myself giving my plate to Guy, and he says to me, oh, couscous, all right. And he eats some, and he's like, you know the origin of couscous, right? And the camera's right there. I'm like, he's like, you know the history of couscous? And I'm like,
it's from fucking Canada.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's from over there. I don't know. You know, I had nothing to say. I was, like, shell-shocked. He's like, yeah, it's a noodle. I'm like, yeah. And well, I know that. And that was our shot. And then they cut.
Fuck.
And I'm like, fuck, Guy. Like, seriously? I knew it was a noodle. I didn't know, like, where the dates on the freaking wars that created this thing.
For the response.
It sucked. But he ate some ribs and he had some couscous.
You didn't get him on his line. That's the deal.
Yeah, he didn't go.
He
set you up for the fucking wham bam, and you went.
Yeah, he went bam and kicked me back to Flavortown. Mm-hmm. And then I got the old Kapowee.
Or the floor mat town.
Yeah, I do love watching that show.
I do too.
I eat at his restaurant.
Makes me
too.
Hungry.
Even
it's
grocery
good.
Games is fun.
Never oh, grocery
that.
Games.
I've never watched
great.
That one.
Yeah. Oh, you should.
It's all right. It's good.
Yeah. They just gotta pick groceries out and then cook something.
Yeah. And then they get to go shop. I mean, but
it's good cooking. It's intense.
They get to go shop.
Sometimes they only get like 17 bucks.
And it's really weird. They get this list of food that if they get everything, they get 20 grand, but nobody ever gets 20 grand, dude. They make it too hard to get the food the way they list it.
Oh.
Because they go down all these aisles and
Sometimes you can only shop on like 3 and 7.
If you just de-scrambled it real quick in alphabetical order.
It'd help a lot.
And then just run through it. Take the 5 minutes to do that.
Just like Price is Right, man. Just
fucking take off and go.
Just like Price is Right.
Not really. They're cooking stuff.
And what's your biggest bid?
4 grand. What are we talking about?
Price is Right. Survey says.
And then that little cocksucker behind me goes, 3,999.
He wins it.
4,000. 401.
You never want to go first. But as you go up, I think it's seniority, right? The longer you're up.
Always the $4,001 that gets it.
$4.99, Bob.
You got to be the closest without going over, man. But put me on Plinko.
Did you ever watch that documentary on Netflix about how that guy like documented all the listings and everything on all the Prices Right.
Oh no!
And then he would go in the crowd and like yell out.
What's it called?
I forget. I mean, I can look it up. But yeah, it's
we'll watch that.
It's pretty good.
On the list.
It's pretty funny.
Go fuck the game shows. Yeah, they're good.
They're good. So I put Pluto TV on, or Roku, yeah. And they have like the old game shows, the good stuff.
Oh, they're good.
Yeah, they're so good, like in the 80s.
I grew
so
up
fun.
Watching them.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good shit. I like old shows. I love the Red Skelton show.
What was I looking up?
Price is Right.
Oh, yeah.
Something about Price is Right.
Yeah, Netflix.
Oh, the show on that.
There's an old Price is Right with this kid that looks just like me. And he comes running them thing. And I left my computer open one time at work. And a guy got on the computer and put up this YouTube video. And like locked it to play. And it was like 100 hours of the repeated Price is Right thing with this guy that looks just like me running down the thing. It was embarrassing. It was kind of fun, though. And I give him props. So shout out. Thank you for that. It was fun. And you got Price is Right coming up.
I wasn't listening to one word you said.
Well, it's for the listeners. Just wanted to share that.
I can't find it.
It happens. I'm serious.
I can't find it. Can't be found.
It can't be found. Let's bring it in, guys.
Look at you doing the Furman talking.
Oh, he set me up.
Well, it's time. It's time to go. We had a good time.
Goodbye.
Good time.
It was nice reconvening. Yeah. This is the part two of an ongoing recording session over at Papa Scoot Scoots.
Putt-putt.
Putt-putt.
But yeah.
Camera's on. Careful.
Yeah, don't come here. You don't want it.
Damn
camera's
it.
Camera's on.
Had a lot
of having me, guys. See you next time.
Good barbecue. Yeah.
All right.
Great barbecue.
Thank you all for right. that. Thank you for being a gracious host. Subway.
Happy Halloween.
Is always good.
Yep. Independence and Kaiser.
The best.
Marion County Knockout.
Get
boys.
Yourself yep. a cookie Mention when it. You're there. Just say that you listen Get to Marion County
Marion
Knockout
County
Boys.
Marion County Knockout Boys.
MCKOB.
At yahoo.com.
All right.
I think we just covered it.
Bye bye.
See ya.